The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about how finances are just like running a marathon. And if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know that I love to run. And actually, at the end of this year, hopefully, as long as it's not been canceled, I will be running in the New York City Marathon. So when I talk today about finances and running and how they're so similar to each other, I know from which I speak. So let's talk about the 9 ways that they are alike. And the very first one is in regards to the first thing that you have to do, whether you're running a long distance or a short distance in your finances or in a race, is that you need to keep moving, even if you have to walk. You know, a lot of times I talk to individuals when it comes to their resources, and they say, but Crystal, if I had a whole bunch of money, well, then I'd be able to plan for the future. And I'm just going to do this part over here first, and then someday, then I'll get started. And my advice has always been, we need to start with where you're at. I'm a very big proponent in believing that if we can be faithful with that little bit that we have, then we can be ruler over much. And so we want to take the small steps, like in a race, even if you have to walk, it's still steps in the right direction. And that's what I encourage individuals to do, is to first take a look where they are right now. Let's begin to see what's keeping you from being able to run the race when it comes to your finances. What keeps you from being able to establish that financial freedom? And then we're going to look at that and begin walking step by step towards fixing it, towards overcoming it, but we're going to start moving in the right direction. You know, don't be caught up by comparing yourself to others, seeing how fast someone else is doing or how much money someone else makes. Hey, that's their own life. Let them live it. You can focus on your life, what's important to you and your goals. You know, and that's part of what we need to do, which is step number 2 when you think about it, is we need to set a goal. Whenever I get up in the morning, I get up early so that I can go running. And when I do, I think, okay, so today am I doing a 5K, a 10K, half a marathon? What is my goal for today? And I already set it in there. I pick out what podcast I'm going to listen to. And then I begin to visualize what it's going to feel like when I finish running that race. For many individuals, it's hard for them to be able to save or invest or to discipline themselves when it comes to finances because many of them haven't set the goal. And so they're unable to visualize what it will be like when they get to the end of the goal. And so they go back to what we said just a moment ago. They don't even bother walking in that direction. So one of the things that I would encourage you to do is to begin looking at what are your goals. You know, when we talk about financial freedom, and I'm thinking about the fact that just in a week or so, we're having an Establishing Financial Freedom webinar, which is free and you're welcome to attend. It's on Wednesday, May 20th. But the point of it is that financial freedom to everyone is a different meaning. And for many individuals, having financial freedom is simply having the resources needed so that you have options in life, that you can determine which direction that you're going to go and begin to pursue it. Some, I know, want to be very wealthy, multimillionaires, and that's fine. But if that's not your definition, begin to write down, begin to visualize in your mind, what is your definition, your goal of where you want to go with your resources? You know, a big part in our family was that we want to make sure that we leave a legacy for the next generation. And so by knowing that whenever opportunities to spend my money or to invest money, save money, or whatever it is, I lay it against the ultimate goal that I have is to build up an inheritance for my children's children. And when I look at it, I say, okay, here's this opportunity in front of me. Does it match the goals that I have? And if it doesn't, then 9 times out of 10, it doesn't get done. And that is why setting those goals or having that vision of what you want to achieve is so important. Trust me, when I'm out there in the morning and I'm running and it's just getting light, sometimes it's not exciting. But if my eye and my vision and my thought process is on the end result, we get it done. And many times it's simple switches, simple adjustments that we need to make in the way we think, the way we look at things, that can actually help bring the victory. Now, the next thing that you can do when you're looking at your finances and a way to compare it to running a race is to focus on what you can control. You know, I think that's a really strong one for what we've been walking through the last 6, 10 weeks, depending where you are in this country. As we've watched what's happened, there's been a lot that we haven't been able to control. We haven't been able to change things, but there are things we can do. We can control our attitude. We can control if we're going to put on the COVID-15 or not. We can control if we're going to start spending our money online or if we're going to start saving. There are different areas where we can have control. And I tell you over and over, what I see the most is that people will become wealthy in their minds long before they'll become wealthy in their bank accounts. It's because they're focusing on the vision of where they're going, they're focusing on what they can control, and they're bringing that into alignment. So just like with a runner that needs to keep walking or running, just like they have to visualize the end result, and they have to focus on what they can control, because maybe they can't control the weather. And maybe lately we haven't been able to control this COVID-19, but we can control how we're going to react. We can control who we are becoming during this. We can control what we eat, what we read, what we see, how we're sleeping, how we're loving on other people. There's so much we can control that we need to focus on those areas. Now, I am going to tell you one of the other areas, and this would be the fourth way that finances are very much like running a marathon, is that you need to pace yourself. Now, when this first happened, I thought, oh my word, I have so many families that we are responsible for, so many lives that we speak into and give wisdom and clarity so they can have that confidence for all the financial decisions they're making, confidence to retire, confidence to know how to lead their families financially. And so I started working from 6 a.m. till about 9 p.m, day after day after day, until about halfway through, boy, oh, I started getting a little bit tired. And that's when I realized, okay, Crystal, you're out of balance. We need to pace ourselves. You know, whether it's a race where people will start out really fast and you've seen them, they kind of putter halfway through because they've burned up all their energy at the beginning, or whether you have those who really know how to pace themselves, it also applies to finances. You know, I've seen so many people that have said, I'm going to set myself up on a budget and I'm not going to spend any extra money and I'm going to be so streamlined. That's kind of like people that are saying, I'm never going to eat chocolate. I know for me that lasts maybe 3 days. Well, when we go to the extreme, when it comes to our finances, many times it's not sustainable. There has to be a balance between finances and life. You know, I remember when I just started out in the financial realm, boy, my kids were so small, and they had asked me if we could have pizza. Now, pizza back then, how much does pizza cost? Maybe $15 for these huge, large pizzas with everything on it? Yes. Yes, I am that old. So it was much cheaper than it is today. And so I remember saying to my kids, and I'm not saying you should do this at all, but I remember saying, kids, no, what we need to do is we need to be saving every penny. We need to be investing every penny. And I was so frugal and so proud of myself. I was putting everything I could into the stock market. And then we had a correction and I watched it all disappear. And I realized as I watched this, as I looked at this statement, as I'm watching online as a financial advisor in their early years, I realized, you know what? There is a balance. Because now I just lost all those pizza nights I could have had with the kids. What did it really gain me? And that's why we have to do everything with sustainability, with balance, so that we can walk through the hard times, we can walk through the good times, and we're at a slow and steady pace. Now, I know there are many individuals that say, but Crystal, you don't understand. I'm 55 years old and I want to retire in the next 10 years. So I have got to hurry. I've got to burn the candle at both ends. I've got to put as much money away. And I understand that. But here's what the problem is that when you don't pace yourself, you are very susceptible to what we call the silver bullet mentality. And the silver bullet mentality says, I have got to catch up. There's got to be one thing that will make this all better. And so they take chances on stocks that they shouldn't be taking chances on, or they push so much money into the market that they don't keep any out for reserves. Now, why is that dangerous? Well, just look at the last 10 weeks and think, how would you feel right now if you had faced the last 10 weeks and saw your market investments go down, but knew you had savings in place that was growing at least 3% that you could touch at any time you wanted, and you knew that you could leave your investments alone so that when the market finally rebounded, then you wouldn't have really lost anything. See, those of our clients who are in balance that are saying, yes, I love that, they're the ones that are walking through this COVID-19 process. And instead of it keeping them awake at night, instead of them stressing over what's happening in the market, they're able to focus on more important things like taking care of their loved ones, checking in on their loved ones, reading books, developing more skill sets, things of importance rather than worrying, because worrying, we know, doesn't do anything. So if we look at this, and again, going back to what we're talking about today, about how finances are very much like running a marathon, we know that we need to pace ourselves. We need to create financial plans that have sustainability. I'm always telling my clients, let's take a step and let's hold that ground. I want to know that we're not going to have to go backwards because we didn't have the right plan in place, or we didn't have a contingency plan. I like backup plans to my backup plans to my backup plans, so that when a client looks at their financial portfolio, they can know I've got a proven path. And you know what? We knew this year would be a very volatile year because it was election year. We just didn't think it would be this volatile. And now when we're looking at everything, those who have put a plan together, who we've sat down and said, okay, let's have savings and investments and protection, they're able to walk through this. So when we look at where we're going, comparing finances to a marathon, we know we have to keep moving. Even if you have to walk, just take that ground one step at a time. We're not going to go backwards. We're going to focus on what we can control. And many times in life, the only thing we can control is ourselves and our outlook. We can't even control how our loved ones think about us. Nope. We can control our choices and what we will do. And many times, sometimes the choice is just that I am going to believe that this is all going to work out for the good. The other area when we start looking at it, number three would be pacing yourself, making sustainable decisions that you know it's not going to put your back to the wall. And just one other comment on that is that many times people get excited when we begin to roll out what plans we have and we say, hey, this is what you can do with your savings and here's what we're going to do with your investments and here's your protection program. It's an actual savings, investment, and protection program that we put together. And they get so excited and they're like, well, you know, oh, I think I could squeeze out a little bit more money. That's not sustainable. We want a comfortable pace, which lines up with number four, which is making sure that you have the proper goals in place, that you can visualize where you're going, you know why you're taking the steps, you know the appropriate sacrifices to make, but you also know that there is time for fun as well. Now, the next area before we take a break, when we're comparing finances to running a marathon, is that sometimes you have to adjust your race plan. Now, when we look at COVID-19 and everything that's happened, as I just said a moment ago, at Crystal Clear Finances, we have backup plans to our backup plans. But there are some things that we need to do on a day-to-day basis, some things we need to adjust slightly because of the economy. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden we sell everything and we make drastic movements. We want to be very careful in how we adjust it to make sure that we're taking into account everything that's going on. And I don't mean by that the emotions of everyone going on or the media propaganda or whatever it is they want to promote that day. What I'm talking about is we need to look at, okay, so what's the repercussion if you just got laid off? What's the repercussion if now you need to work at home? And we begin to adjust as necessary. So we don't react, just like in a race, we're not going to react. We're going to adjust and continue the forward momentum. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick 30-second break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the remaining five areas where finances are just like running a marathon. Social distancing requires that we're home with ourselves and our loved ones. During this time, one of the best places to go is back to your roots, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and yes, financially. Learn how to get back to the roots on how money really works at our online Establishing Financial Freedom webinar on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Rediscover what it's important to do financially and why. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 or register online at crystalclearfinances.com. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It is such a pleasure to be here with you each and every Saturday. And I want to encourage you, if you go online to our Facebook, Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, you will see that every Wednesday, we do a Wealthy Wednesday. It's between 5 to 10 minutes, and it's a live presentation of financial insights that you can use today. You know, there's a lot of data, there's a lot of information, there's a lot swimming out there, and sometimes we just need to cut through it all and say, here is the wise decision. Here's how we take this information and this data, and we put it together to create knowledge, and we use that knowledge to gain wisdom. And so every Wednesday at 5:30, we do a Facebook Live called Wealthy Wednesday. We invite you to join us. I know you can't see my face on the podcast or on the radio, but you will see it there. And that can be a good thing or not a good thing, depending on how you want to look at it. But I want to invite you. And also, one other thing that we are doing is on May 20th, as I mentioned earlier, we are having our Establishing Financial Freedom webinar. Now, these are events we used to host in our office, and people would call us and say, hey, I'm 3 hours away. I'm never going to be able to get there. And we would tell them, don't worry about it. What we're going to do is we're going to make webinars, and we finally did. And so now it's just a matter of calling our office at 518-433-7181. 518-433-7181, or visiting us online at crystalclearfinances.com. And when you do, there is a link underneath our seminar tab where you can sign up, and we will send you the registration link so that you can join us in a safe, secure Zoom room. So let's jump back to our topic today. And again, I do want to encourage you, sign up for our Establishing Financial Freedom webinar, which is on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 o'clock, and then every Wednesday at 5:30, we have our Wealthy Wednesdays with a little bit of wisdom to help continue to provide the confidence you need. So we're getting back to our topic today, and what we're talking about is, boy, does finances and a marathon have so many things in common? And so before the break, we talked about the fact that in a marathon and in finances with savings and investments, you have to keep moving. Even if it's just a walk, continue to head towards that goal and focus, number two, on what you can control. Number three, you want to pace yourself, take sustainable steps. And fourth, we want to adjust as we need to. And of course, in all of that, we have to keep our mind and our thought process on the goal of why we're doing this. You know, for many people, they say, well, I'm not quite sure. And if you don't have a driving force of why you want to bring your finances into alignment, why you want to create wealth, then a lot of times it doesn't happen. So we'd love to come alongside you and help you create that wealth, help you understand the why that you have, the reason you would like to have that financial freedom. Now, when we begin to move forward, one of the things that we encourage in when we're running is I use a mantra. And sometimes my mantra is just don't stop. But when it comes to finances, I'm always talking about the mantra of saying there is green and there's yellow and we're good to go. Because a green tank is where we're going to put safe money. And I believe that we all need to have safe money, money that is not in the market, but not money that's sitting somewhere on the sideline getting us point nothing. We want savings that's actually growing for you. And then we also want to combine that in the proper order with investments. And if you've listened to us, you know we talk about the importance. You can have investments in the market. You can have investments by owning your own business. We love talking to business owners, helping them identify what their skill sets, encouraging them to get the training needed to bring their skill sets to the next level so they can trade what they're doing for resources, because you literally can serve your way out of debt. You can serve your way out of this crisis, and you can serve your way into wealth if you will recognize the giftings and skills that you have and then use what's available to you to sharpen those skill sets. And what a great opportunity. During this whole crisis, people were offering free webinars, free trainings, all kinds of free material was out there that you could tap into. And just because we're coming to the end of it does not mean that you have missed any opportunities. Mm-mm. We want to make sure that we move forward and continue to grow because there are resources that are literally there for you. We just need to get in the proper position to receive them. Now, the next area when we begin to look at how finances and how running a marathon are just so similar is we have to look for the silver lining. During a race, you can focus on everything. How much your knees hurt? Did you start getting shin splints? Is there an ache in your side? Boy, am I thirsty. Oh, the sweat is in my eye. Oh, it's so hot out here. Why aren't people cheering? Where's my husband? I thought he had a sign for me. The list can go on, as you can see. But you know, one of the things that we begin to do, or at least I do when I'm running, is I begin to focus on, I can't believe I have this privilege. I have the privilege to be running this half marathon, or in November, I'll have the privilege to be running in the New York City Marathon. So that's such an exciting, and so focusing on the things which we can appreciate instead of every other thing that's going wrong or every other thing that is uncomfortable. When we look at where we are now, when you look at your financial situation, when you look at everything that's happened with the COVID-19, it is so easy to list everything, the pain in your side, how thirsty you are, how tired you are, how bored you are, how many people that you wish you could go see. When is the restaurant going to open? Shall I continue? We know there's so many things that we can list. But what we have to do is we need to begin to look to see what is the positive that has come out of this. You know, for many individuals, there is positive in learning to work digitally and going off out of the office and working online. They'll be able to transition now and stay home just a little bit more once things, quote unquote, go back to normal. I go back to what I'd said just a moment ago about how many people now have received free courses. I think about just this past week, during the week, I got an invitation to watch the ballet online. They had the symphony, the music, and I was able to partake in that. That was something free that they offered. Had they offered that to me in the past? No, they hadn't. This is another silver lining. Now, let me talk to you about a silver lining when it comes to your finances. There are a lot of individuals right now that are able to take advantage of rolling over their IRAs and converting them into Roth IRAs because the value of their IRA is down. When they roll it over and put it into their Roth, they're going to pay less taxes. That, my friends, is a silver lining. Then we have other individuals who are literally overnighting checks to our office because they're saying, Crystal, I have been wanting to buy these stocks. They have been too expensive in the past, and now, finally, they are down, and now I want to begin investing. So we have a lot of people seeing the silver lining when it comes to quality stocks that have been pushed down. Because we know in one of the newsletters I sent out to our clients, it talked about how this black swan event, and a black swan event is when a situation has happened in our lives or in our finances, in the world, right, in the United States, that was not expected, that caused a significant reaction. We all were sent home, right? And that significant reaction impacted the stock market, which impacts finances. So black swan event is not saying the stock market went down because there were bad stocks in it. The stock market went down because of the response to the COVID-19. Once it's let up and we can get back to work and we can go back in, there is talk that the stock market, like many of the other black swans, can swoosh back up. Yes, that is an official word, swoosh back up, and be able to gain again, because it was not the quality of the stock. It was the impact of everything else. So we want to make sure that we look for those silver linings. And as we start drawing to a close, the next areas we want to remember is think of how you want to be remembered when you're running a marathon and when you're going through finances. I know that when I ran through my half marathon and there were people cheering on the side, there were some people that just grunted. I smiled. I slapped five on that little boy's hand that was putting his hand out for all the runners. I knew who I wanted to be. I wanted to be tough. I wanted to be able to make it. I wanted to make sure that there was a smile on my face and that I was enjoying every moment of it. As we are walking through this COVID crisis, it is impacting all of us. It's changing all of us, right? So my question is, who do you want to be when this is all over? I'm so excited. I got to have more time with my daughter, Stephanie, than I have had in so long. That to me is something I'll always remember from this. What are the things that you're going to remember as you walk through your finances? Are you going to remember how you were able to save? Are you going to remember the wisdom? What are the components that will make up that memory? Because you have the choice. And what we'll end on this as we come to the close is remember that as you go through a marathon, I express gratitude for everyone who's at that aid station, everyone who's holding a sign, cheering us on, even those who have signs that say, why? Why are you doing this? But I appreciate them. We have to realize that as we walk through this COVID-19, as we come to the end of it, thank God, we have to make sure that along the journey, we have to realize that other people are trying in their own way. And we need to be able to express gratitude for one another, to begin to celebrate one another, to encourage one another. I've loved being able to interview business owners at the Crystal Clear Finances family, all the clients that own businesses one by one, interviewing them, promoting them, expressing gratitude so that people can see their businesses as well and do business with them. It's one way that we can continue to help each other. Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing that we are getting down to the wire, and I want to encourage you. You know, today we've talked about running a marathon and running our finances. They both require inner strength. They both require discipline, and they require a plan. And if you are ready to put a financial plan together, we would love the opportunity to meet you. Give us a call at 518-433-7181. No matter where you're located, we can connect online. We can connect hopefully in person, but we can sit down and create a plan that's right for you. So give us a call and then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Thank you. And God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.